George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU MFA playwright Mauricio Miranda's Occupants is a big, rich, sprawling play set in the New York City of the Wall Street occupation. There's a fascinating, strong cast of multifaceted characters. Tara Chusano is Alma, the Peruvian immigrant mother, still in shock from the brutal tactics of the Shining Path soldiers. Kristen Alicia is Gabby, her street-hustling, kickboxing daughter. Scott Van Wy played Marques, a schemer who's always accusing others of growing a conscience while his own sneaks up on him. Chris J. Handley was Shoeless, a man scarred by the fall of the economy that's the center of those protests. Ashley Dillard was Sienna, first a student leader inspired by the Occupy movement, later inspired more and more by just the power of leadership. And finally, there's my favorite, Cameron Mullen as La Chichi, the towering, trash-talking transvestite hooker. Occupants follows the story of Gabby as she desperately supports her frightened mother while trying to find herself as well. Along the way, Shoeless offers judgeless warmth, but little else. Marques has offers of schemes and frauds. Sienna offers companionship, perhaps a bit of love, and a scary seduction. In Kate Horowitz's directing, the scenes of Occupants melt as the story moves fluidly from downtown outdoor scenes to uptown indoor scenes. It all takes place under Tony Story's lighting, supported by the sound design of Andrew Hobson. As Occupants moved toward its conclusion in IU's Wells Metz, there were several moments that I thought were the end but weren't. Playwright Miranda vowed to avoid a traditional storyline, but he gives in to the temptation to wrap up most of his characters' lives. A failing, but given all the energy and care that he's put into these great characters, I can sympathize with his wanting to nicely end their stories. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.